This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are calling for an investigation into the death of a man from Nicaragua at an ICE facility in Aurora. Congressman Jason Crow and U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper wrote to the Inspector General's office this week with concerns about poor conditions previously reported at the detention center. Here's Congressman Crow.
You insert profit motivation into a system like that, you're going to continue to get results like this. So we have to end this system overall to reform it.
A class action lawsuit alleging forced labor and unjust conditions at the facility in Aurora is set to go to trial. Officials in Denver are getting ready to host immigrant families that may arrive in the city. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
The city is wary that another state could send a busload of people to Denver, but officials are also bracing for the repeal of Title 42. The Trump-era measure used COVID-19 as pretext to bar asylum seekers from entering the U.S. President Biden wants to repeal it, and if he succeeds, local officials expect some of those people will end up in Colorado. Matt Mueller, head of Denver's Office of Emergency Management, says the city just sent supplies to help a local church set up a shelter that will be open as early as next week.
Our overall mission is to help people in need, and it's in everybody's best interest.
The new space will connect families with nonprofits that have experience with their situations. Kevin Beatty, Denver 8.
Health insurance rates in Colorado are going up about 10% from last year for those who don't get their insurance from their job. CPR's John Daly.
The Colorado Division of Insurance announced final rates for 2023. A consumer health group says rural customers will generally face higher increases. A group representing insurers says the new landscape means fewer carriers offering plans, less competition, and higher premiums. The state sees it differently, saying reforms will actually save consumers millions. Open enrollment runs November 1st through January 15th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's a chilly morning across Colorado ahead of a sunny weekend. In Denver, sunny and 61 this afternoon, Fort Collins 59, and about the same tomorrow. This is CPR News.